crying little sigh. Gentle ivory lies. Pretend we're naked without your chaperone. Imagine this is the prom, this time you get to go. Maybe later, catch me later, see me later, not again. 30 years, I can't find her favor. She only does what she can. When evening shadows are falling, she sighs, this is just our time. A vampire sips the truth from a glass half full of lies. Maybe flawed and faulted, who would ever know? I could be the one, I would never know. Be the last note. Pretend I just don't know. Just pretend we both don't know.
See, I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Some. The stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Welcome back to the show, WMFO Medford. Chicken tenders with macaroni and wan cheese coming back at you. It's 2 p.m. It's a bright and sunny Wednesday. We've got a plethora of special guests today.
Yeah.
They'll be making a nice appearance.
We got a previous caller in here.
A former caller, former star of the show, Ramona.
Ramona, say
hi. Has come in and joined us today.
It's Ramona.
That's Ramona.
We got Fran.
Hey, what's it going, guys? Francisco over here. Good to have you all the way from Colombia.
We got Kurosh.
What's up, guys? Good to be guesting on this show.
We got a great show for you. Let's kick it off with Glad You Came by The Wanted.
Oh, also, this is WMFO Medford.
I said that. WMFO Medford, but you already know.
All right.
I'm glad you came.
come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
You guys remember that one? The Wanted? I don't know what happened to them. They had
One hit wonder?
There's a lot of those one hit wonders.
Yeah.
Why don't they have more hits?
Because they're one hit wonders.
They were no longer wanted, man.
Oh.
I guess the Wanted was no longer wanted.
Yeah.
So, why don't we hear a little more from our special guests? Ramona?
Ramona.
Apparently a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Only caller. Okay. Honor to be
so
here.
So far.
They contacted me through the mail, sent me a cute little letter, told me address, time.
We take care of our listeners.
Here I found them. I'm very happy to be here. Lovely sunny day. I found some prescription glasses in the lost and found, so I'm feeling kind of dizzy.
Did they
fit your prescription?
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh.
I try them on.
Kind of. Depends what prescription. Yeah?
It's like binoculars.
So they hurt the eyes, no?
I don't know if hurt's the word. You know, it's like a natural headache.
Natural headache.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Francisco?
Hey, what's up, boy? Good to have you.
How are you?
Good to be here. It's
great to have you.
It's getting damn cold out there, man. I got a cold myself. And honestly, man, the scarf is a savior when it comes to that.
Scarf looks good, I will add.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's pretty hot here at the studio.
It's hot in the studio.
But
listeners, if you have a scarf, wear your scarf. Yeah. That's our PSA for now.
For today.
Don't worry, we'll have a good PSA coming later.
Dry fruits, maybe.
I hope you remember about the dry fruits. Since then, I actually ate some dried mangoes. They were good.
Yeah.
So,
do you recommend?
Yes. All
right.
Dried mangoes.
Apricots are good too.
Apricots.
Dried apricots.
Apricots.
Apricot.
Who comes up with these different pronunciations?
What do you
British,
say?
The British.
Probably apricot.
The British.
Apricot.
The then British say apricot, like apricot. Apricot.
Aluminum.
I say aluminum.
Aluminum.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
Gotta go with those.
Banana.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato. Like I think British. I don't know.
I think it's potato.
What?
Potato. Tomato. We should ask Oliver.
We should. Our future guest, Oliver Goldring.
And previous guest.
Is an expert on English culture.
Yeah. Despite being from LA.
And Irish.
Kurosh, anything to add?
I'm happy to be here. And I've been listening to the show for quite a while as well. And I'm honored to be in the studio for the first time.
Let's go.
It's good to have a whole gang here. As usual. Got a great show planned. We really planned hard in advance for this. Yeah. So let's kick it off.
All right.
What do we got up next?
Make it spin, boy.
Violin Crimes by Kanye West.
Oh, nah.
Nah?
Nah.
Emo.
I don't know. Anyone, tell me. Tell me
something. Yeah, any special request?
Yeah, play. It's called Tequila by Jeffrey Sinsley.
Is it the tequila? The one I'm thinking about?
Tequila.
Hey, I put a tequila.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh,
I put a tequila.
Put the music up.
Tequila!
Tequila.
Come on, baby. What a great song recommendation by our resident Francisco. We love it. We're jumping right in back to a favorite of the show, Dominic Fike.
Mr. Dominic.
Here's phone numbers.
All yours.
Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? I got more. Yes, I moved my shorty from Florida to Hollywood. Got some gold, shit look big on me. Got some goals, it's a list on me. Yellow bitch, I'm rich, I'm rockin' roll. The strippers in the strobe playing tricks on me. The stones hitting different. You supposed to be pissed at me. No, they from Tiffany. Keep my name out your mouth like some wisdom teeth.
And you wonder why
I'm not there with you.
I ain't answer my phone in so long.
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more.
And yes, I'm Ola Sharded from Ryman. She been all of my business as of late. I got rich so goddamn fast, they want this break, can't catch a break. And yes, I know you tired of hate, I'm tired of staring at your face. And if a bitch retaliate, we can go tip for tat today. That's on my mama, that's on Big Sean, that's on Lil A from FLA. Out here in LA, trying to make shit shake, trying to wrap this case. Ho, that's a whole 120K to the magistrate for my parents' sake. And you still talking about sharing cake? Shut the fuck up.
Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more. Why you not here with me? Can you break bread with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Why you can't answer me? Cause I got more coming.
Man, this is your requested song.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce you to this young up-and-coming artist. His name is Wacomo. I met him through Lucas Wiseman was his name at the time. I grew up with him in Mexico City. He currently studies in Yale. And I really like this song, and I want to share it with you guys.
This is New Music Wednesdays, as you may know.
New Music Wednesdays, founded by us, not found anywhere else except on WMFO Medford. Right.
Chicken tenders and macaroni and corn cheese. Only there. All right.
It's 91.5 FM. WFO.
2:14 p.m.
Let's go.
Broken dreams and lies fade away and die.
Fran, repeat what song that was.
That was Broken Strings by Wacomo.
Yeah.
That was a great one. That was a great one.
Thank you. I really like this Bikini Bottom vibes you got going.
You know, it doesn't get much better than Bikini Bottom. Here we are in Medford. Do I wish I was in Bikini Bottom? Yes.
Yeah, in a pineapple under the sea, maybe.
I mean, what could be better?
For all the listeners out there, I just want you to close your eyes. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, do not.
Yeah, if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Second PSA of the show.
Shuttle driver at Fordham, please don't.
Especially if you're on a shuttle at Fordham. Yeah. Do not.
Shout out to the shuttle driver at Fordham. Yeah, round of applause for that guy. Come on. Woo! But I just want everybody to just listen to this and think about relaxing and enjoying the vibes, you know, man?
Give us some deep frequency voice.
When I see you in the night, I fall in love with the moon, and my heart starts beating slowly as I whisper into your ear, I love you.
Damn.
Wow.
Talk about seduction.
Now that was deep.
It works sometimes.
I don't know about you. My heart is pounding.
It worked for me. Did it work for you?
I mean,
Well, somebody we got to ask is, we got to address the elephant in the room. We're currently united here by a couple. You know?
Poof.
We got a couple in the studio.
Yeah, Ramona brought his husband. Yeah.
Beezus. Ramona and Beezus.
I think we should ask them, when was the moment when it clicked? You know?
Oh, my God.
Maybe in Bikini Bottom. Maybe
I'm Beezus.
That would be Beezus.
Where did it click? Was it Bikini Bottom?
You know, classic Bikini Bottom story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of
we got
hooligans.
Time. We ran out of time. That's too bad.
you got saved. For the
you
next
got saved by the bell. We'll catch you guys later. Here's. Wow. Well, thank you, Franz Ferdinand, for that incredible song, Take Me Out.
You got it.
A classic. Hope you know it. It's a classic. But I'm a bit annoyed at our man, Franz, for cutting off a true tale of romance. Tell us how it happened in A World Under the Sea.
Come on. This is Ramona and Beezus.
Beezus, you want to start?
I'm Beezus, as I said earlier. It was a classic Bikini Bottom story. I took her out on first date.
Like Franz Ferdinand said.
Exactly. It was between two options, the Chum Bucket or the Krusty Krab. And
well,
you
where'd you go?
You know, I had to choose Krusty Krab. I got to be loyal to my boy Squidward. He works the cashier there. Shout out Squidward.
Shout out Squidward. We here on WMFO Medford are not fans of plankton. Let's make that be known. Yeah. We do not eat at the Chum Bucket. We have class.
Hold up. What's going on? Isn't plankton like the biggest oxygen producer? More than trees, man.
Yeah, but he's not nice.
He's always trying to steal me formula. And it's too much. It's too much. Mr. Krabs is getting annoyed.
Yeah.
So anyways, we went to the Krusty Krab. We each ordered our own little Krabby Patty. And, you know, the taste of the Krabby Patty was just too much to handle for both of us. And from there, we kicked.
Oh my God.
One thing led to another.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let it hurt me. What's your side of the story?
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of...
The moment for me was as he bit into his burger.
Oh.
Looked me in the eyes, and a little droplet of ketchup put right on the table in the shape of a heart. You know,
warms my heart.
I'm a sucker for those.
For ketchup?
Sucker for those ketchup-shaped hearts.
There's a little mustard
in it, sorry. Heart-shaped ketchups, not ketchup-shaped hearts.
Yeah.
Because ketchup is not a shape, I don't think. Unless you count the bottle of ketchup.
No, but there's many different bottles. No.
Well, there's Heinz, there's the other ones.
What else?
Whole Foods.
You got cat soup in Mexico? Cat soup?
Cat soup?
That's what they call it.
Not soup made from cats.
Well, or for cats, you mean.
No, I don't think so.
Not for cats either, for humans.
By cats.
I don't
know. By cats. For cats. What was that from? Kids Bop. Buy kids for kids.
No, there's something. There's like a company whose slogan is like that.
Cars for kids.
KARS, cars for kids.
Yeah,
innovation that excites.
1-877 cars for kids. Speaking of 1-877,
you can call us at 855-915-9636.
That's 855-915-9636. Call on in. We have a great time here on the show. We got Ramona and Beezus here. We got Mr. Francisco Salazar.
Ramona called two shows ago and look at her. She's starring now. This could be your
big break.
Talk
if you are looking to
life.
Make it big anywhere.
Hold up. You can Skype. Can Skype in?
Yeah. Skype in as WMFO.
We'll look into that,
DJ.
I guess.
If you're ever feeling down, just remember Skype blew up. 20-year lead on Zoom.
Yeah.
Just think about that. You're not doing too bad.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
They had all the advantage.
They had
but
all
Zoom's,
the advantage.
Zoom came right in.
Do I hear the next song playing?
Like the young.
Well, would you look at that?
Saved by the Bell again.
Bring it in.
What's this one called?
This is called Farmer Boy by Cooking Class.
Farmer Boy, let's get to the ranch.
All right.
Tell me why. Welcome back.
Welcome back to Bikini Bottom, where the vibes could not be any more better than they are under the sea. That was a great one. Recommended by Beezus.
That was Farmer Boy by Cooking Class. It's actually a duet, a little band one of my friends is in from back home.
Oh, no way.
Ami Morrison. They got a concert at the Berlin November 27th in New York City. So,
listeners,
$10 tickets.
$10.
You know what to do.
Anyways, we're going to be moving on. You been watching any TikToks recently, Juanchi?
You know, I downloaded TikTok like 2 days ago.
Oh,
wow.
You fell for it.
For the first time?
You fell for it?
Yeah. Not for the first time. I downloaded it a while ago. I deleted it 2 days after because I was like, this is addicting.
Well, there's a lot of these crazy trends going on.
I am aware. I can see them.
Most of the songs, it's not
the dances, though.
Some of the dances are, not for me either.
You know, TikTok has kind of ruined a couple of songs.
Honestly, I would agree. There's like some interesting trends coming out of
it. You know, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but true classics, they've been cut down.
Low key, Pepas, and we heard that at first. I was like, oh my God. And then I started hearing it on TikTok. I thought, oh my God.
Yeah. But they make some not so popular songs very popular.
That is true. It's a great avenue to success for some young and upcoming artists.
Fact.
But I don't think the trends can compare to the trends of the past.
Yeah.
You know, Gangnam Style?
Oh,
come on. Yeah. Come on. Harlem Shake,
I forgot about
it. How about this one? The Macarena?
Oh. Wait, speaking of which? What song is next? Macarena. Ay Macarena by
The Macarena.
Ay Maca, que le haces?
This is dedicated to Macarena.
A special someone named Maca. Maca, I hope you're having a great day. Juan Cheese says what up.
This is for everybody. Everybody's Maca out there. Everybody has to find their Maca at some point in their life.
Yeah.
You know the words, you know the dance. Put it on, baby.
Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on a nigga, turn him to a sprinter. Yeah. Bitches on my dick, told him give me 1 minute. Ayy, Macarena, ayy. Ayy, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on a nigga, turn him to a sprinter. Ooh. Bitches on my dick, tell him give me 1 minute. Ayy, Macarena, ayy. Ayy, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Bitches on my stick, but my name ain't Harry Potter. Nope. She lick it up, make it disappear.
Wow, oh my goodness. Well, that is not the Macarena that I remembered. A little, it kind of was, the whole one Maca, two Maca, three, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But a bit of foul language.
A bit too much. We're not a fan of foul language here on the show, so we thought we'd bring it back to Bikini Bottom for a moment.
Bikini Bottom.
Where everything is calm.
Just appreciate it. Just 2 seconds.
Appreciate it. What do you guys think? Should we do some live music on the show sometime?
Oh, we definitely should.
We got a recording studio.
I don't have much to offer, but I'll definitely be listening from back home.
We could use background voices.
Yeah.
I can play the doorbell. The triangle.
We could do triangle. We could do a cappella. We could do karaoke.
We could do
all of the above.
Tenzer, what would you sing if you were going to sing a cappella?
What would I sing? A cappella?
A cappella, man.
You know, I really was convinced a cappella was a made-up thing, a figment of someone's imagination. When I saw Pitch Perfect, I was like, there's no way.
Lies.
Like, this is just a movie.
Yeah.
Turns out, this is like a pretty prominent thing. It's not too bad.
It's
appreciated.
Yeah.
I heard Pitch Perfect was based in Tufts.
Really?
Yeah. The writer or something went to Tufts.
The Beelzebubs.
The Beelzebubs, and we got Bao Berhausen from SQ.
Shout out to
Bao. You know how many nations there are?
Seven?
No.
149.
Seven could never hold you back, man. Oh. They can never hold you
back. Well, the White Stripes have told me there's only seven nations. And in those seven nations, they have an army.
And there's one army.
One army. Seven nations. Also known as the Seven Nation Army.
By the White Stripes. Enjoy. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And a message coming from my eyes says, leave it Coconut Mall playing in the back.
Coconut Mall.
Perfect time for a public service announcement.
Perfect time for a public service announcement indeed. Coming from our resident Francisco. Fran, what have you been thinking about these days?
Well, you want to know what scares me, Tenzi?
What scares you?
The government, man. The government scares me.
Government's scary, man. They be doing some stuff.
They be doing some stuff, man. It's even scarier than the horn guy that walked into the Capitol on the 6th of January. They're more scary than that.
And Edward Snowden did reveal a little something to us.
A lot of something.
Today we're going to be asking, why not cover your computer camera?
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that one, Fran.
Thank you very much to both of you.
Just trying to keep our listeners informed. You never know what's going on with the malware, the spyware, all the wear, the hardware.
All the wares.
All the wares. Underwear, I don't know.
Hey, next song is Last Night by The Strokes.
Let's stroke it.
A local favorite. All right, let's play it.
Welcome back. That was Last Night by The Strokes. Incredible band.
Yeah.
Incredible band. Here's a bit of John Williams to tide you over. Remember Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, all the Jurassics.
All the Jurassics, the Jurassic Age.
Yeah.
Some people are beyond their Jurassic Age.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Out there, some people are wise beyond their age.
Like you?
This is true.
No, not like me.
You think the dinosaurs were wise?
Well,
who knows?
I mean, for their age.
Yeah, for their age, probably.
For their age.
What else has John Williams
composed? Well, John Williams is quite literally the greatest of all time.
The GOAT.
In my humble and respected opinion. He's done Star Wars. He's done Harry Potter.
E.T.
E.T. Jurassic Park.
What else? No way. He did all that?
Yeah,
all
that. The list goes on and on and on.
The GOAT of film scoring.
For real. I mean, there are others in there.
Yeah, like, come on.
Another name comes to mind, but at the same time, it's slipping my mind.
Hans Zimmerman.
Yes! Right? Zimmer.
That man.
Hans Zimmer.
That man.
But German, everything. Not French. Hans Zimmer. He's pretty darn good himself. But John Williams is in a category of his own. I don't know. He's the Williamson.
He's the Messi of film scoring.
He is the Messi.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, what more could you ask for than being the Messiah?
Anyway, what song do we have next?
Momo?
Oh,
yes,
Eye of the Tiger.
Well, I don't know about you. I recently went on a safari.
Yeah?
Yeah, a bit of a personal safari. Happened to encounter a tiger.
A tiger?
You ever looked into the eye of a tiger?
No. Wait, more importantly, was it a white tiger? Was it an orange tiger?
I don't see color.
Siberian?
It had eyes, though. I looked right into them. You don't want to look right in the eye of a tiger. You might bond with it, but at the same time, it might not like your vibe, and it might come right at you. But I guess that's why they wrote this song, huh?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's just jump right into it. This is a song I was thinking of when I stared right into the tiger's eyes. This one's called Eye of the Tiger. Great one. We'll be right back.
That was The Eye of the Tiger. Our wonderful guest had to leave, but now it's Ben and I. So next up, we have a wonderful new song for New Music Wednesdays. It's called Watto by Key Lime Coast. Upcoming... Oh, sorry, my bad.
Key Lime Coast, young, very much upcoming.
Very much upcoming. He's going to be a star.
Going to be a star. So you're getting the first look here. Yeah. First listen.
All apologies. Right. Enjoy.
Enjoy this one.
Sometimes I feel stressed out, out, out. I just want to lay down, down, down. My head's rolling off, no, I can't make it stop, down. And it's all my fault. Nothing's changed, the years go passing by, but you still look the same. Now you're with someone else, they say the ship has sailed, but I don't wanna believe in everything they said. Even though I know they're right, I can't get you off my mind.
Hope you enjoyed that fantastic track from the young and upcoming Momo.
Momo, or in other words, Key Lime Coast. That was Watto, W-A-T-O.
That was Watto.
Stands for something. He never told me. Or maybe he did.
Well, speaking of Watto, Watto's a character in Star Wars. Here we are listening to the Cantina Band.
I'm
not sure if there's ever been a better band in the history of bands
than the Cantina
Band.
That
was in the Cantina.
Yeah. This was not John Williams. This was the Cantina Band themselves from Tatooine.
Arguably better than anything Williams has done himself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those alien bug-eyed looking guys in the Cantina really knew what they were doing. But their discography is pretty slim, I will say. I've only heard them play this song.
Me too. Live. I saw them live.
You saw them live?
Yeah.
You were in Tatooine.
Yeah.
Did you see Luke?
No.
Oh.
I saw R2-D2. Though.
Did you see Watto?
I think Watto was like talking to the guys after, yeah. Not Watto. Yeah, Watto, yeah.
That's crazy. All right, guys. It's been a fun show. We got one more song for you guys before we sign off. This is Aries. He's great. Not much else. Also upcoming, but he's doing all right for himself.
Yeah, enjoy.
Kids on Molly from Aries' new album. That was Kids on Molly from Aries' new album. I absolutely love that guy. I hope you enjoyed the song. There will be plenty more Aries to come.
This was WMFO in Radford.
Thank you guys for tuning in. 91.5 WMFO. We're here every Tuesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m.
Yep. And we are leaving you with a Tufts local band that they graduated already, but now their song is pretty popular on TikTok.
Their song is blowing up, and what can I say? It's a catchy tune. Yeah. Can't blame them.
Notion by the Rarocations.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. We'll see you next week.
All right.